Wars were not decided by battlefield tactics and the valor of half-drunken, terrified soldiers. They were decided by trickery and deceit. It was an audacious plan, and Allenson was convinced it would work.
"There's the city,"
Bouquet said under his breath, his voice husky with nerves. There was a slick feeling of fear in the air, but it was tempered by the thrill of the bet, the toss of the dice, the feeling of fortune hanging in the balance.
"Have you been to Verney, lad?"
Allenson bristled at the disparagement of his youth. He was 15 years old, newly married to his best friend, a peer of the realm who was his own age, and he was wearing armor and riding a warhorse into battle. His mother and his wife's uncle had persuaded the prince to sanction his match to the heiress of the Duchy of Lyon after Allenson's wardship to her uncle had proved more than amicable. Surely he wasn't a lad any longer. Yet his father's old bodyguard still treated him like one.
"Aye, when I was a boy,"
he answered brusquely, letting the defensiveness show in his tone.
"You've never been bloodied in battle,"
Bouquet said with a grunt.
"You're a whelp." "I've done nothing but train in war since my father died at Azenkeep,"
Allenson said between his teeth.
"You've seen to that. There's not a man within 100 leagues who can beat me with a sword, yourself included, Bouquet."
Bouquet chuckled to himself before replying,
"A training yard is one thing, son, a very different thing. I will take back my duchy, town by town, castle by castle,"
Allenson said passionately.
"We start in Verney. Then we conquer Avranches. Then drive De Ford out of Tattenhall and send him back to King Fountain with his tail cut off."
"I like your energy, lad. But don't count coins until they're in your purse. De Ford is Lord Protector. You're not just facing another duke, a man of your own rank. You're facing a man who can bring the might of the army of Ceredigion down on us."
"Let him, then,"
Allenson sneered.
"We won't be defeated like my father was. The Ceredigic king died of dysentery and left a newborn to inherit 2 crowns. Let's wrest one of them back before the brat gets his teeth."
Bouquet chuckled sardonically again.
"It wasn't dysentery, lad. A poisoner got to him."
His scar looked white and puckered through the thicket of his unshaven whiskers.
"You think so?"
Allenson hated the slight quaver in his voice. Bouquet nodded sagely.
"I heard some men whispering about it over their cups. De Ford is not the same man as his brother. He wasn't even at Azenkeep. This is our chance. If this ruse works, we'll take Verney without a fight and have a means to support ourselves."
He sighed.
"But if it fails, you may get a chance yet to show off your skills."
From their vantage point, disguised as guards and riding chargers, the situation looked strange and otherworldly. Their ruse was simple. 50 men wearing the kilts and badges of Adiberian were seated backward on their horses, their arms tied behind their backs, the customary position for defeated foes being marched as hostages after a battle. The 12 horsemen leading the prisoners wore hastily sewn uniforms bearing the badge of De Ford, 3 white scallops on a field of black. Some peasant girls had sewn the liveries for them, and while they wouldn't withstand close scrutiny, they were convincing from atop a city wall. The Adiberians' language was the closest to Ceredigion's, and the soldiers had been hand-picked to be their spokesmen. A horn sounded in the distance from the city of Verney, sending a prickle of goose flesh down Allenson's back. He loosened his sword in its scabbard. If the city guards didn't fall for the deception, then Allenson's troops would be hit with a hail of arrows from archers on the walls. Riders would chase down all who survived.
"I hope this works,"
Bouquet grumbled.
"It will,"
Allenson said under his breath.
"Now lift your head like you're a proud warrior of Ceredigion. I hope you know what you're doing."